Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while, and I am with you. You will seek me, and just as I said to the Jews, so now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." That's the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 31 through 35. According to the Gospel of John, Jesus said these things following the celebration of the Passover feast with his disciples. He had washed their feet and declared that they should do the same for one another. He also shared the betrayer, who was Judas Iscariot. Judas went out from among them to collect his pieces of silver for his betrayal of the Lord. To the rest of his disciples, he shared this new command. It was that they would show the same kind of love that he had shown to them. And then he said, "That is how all people in the world know that you belong to me." His love for his disciples was unconditional. They had not always followed him faithfully. They had weak and little faith at times. They wanted to do things Jesus would never have done. But Jesus still loved them. He made it a point to let them know that they were loved unconditionally. They did not earn his love, for he loved them in spite of their shortcomings and sins. And thank the Lord, we can know that just as well.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and walk on with hope.
Jesus says this is a new commandment. It is new because it is in the likeness of his love shown by him. Loving our neighbors as ourselves is a command God instilled upon the Israelites long before Jesus entered into the world. Caring for one another was a vital part of obeying the law of God. The lawyer who came to Jesus asking about eternal life answered the Lord when he said to him, "What does the law say to you?" And his answer was to love God with one's whole heart and to love our neighbor as oneself. Jesus said that was correct. Upon these two laws, the entire commands of God rest. If he did these two commands, he would fulfill God's law. So loving one another was not the new portion of the command Jesus was giving his disciples that day. It was loving one another as I have loved you. Jesus had come into the world to save the world, and it would cost him his life. He would sacrifice himself for not just these disciples, but for all people throughout time. His blood would be shed to pay the debt of sin for everyone who would come and who would believe in him, following his word. Jesus is telling these disciples that the new command is to make whatever sacrifice is needed to care for each other. If we remember that lawyer, he went on to ask Jesus who his neighbor included. Jesus gave him and us the parable of the Good Samaritan who cared for the stranger who had been robbed and beaten and left for dead on the side of the road. He took care of his needs. Jesus teaches us that no matter who it is, if a fellow human is in need, to do what we can to help. Jesus makes a statement about what this kind of love would do. He says, by loving one another in an unconditional way, that the world would know that we are his followers. Discipleship is known to the unbelieving world through the kindnesses and the sacrifices made to help others. The Lord would lay down his life for these men. He had not done so at the time that he gave this command, but soon he would be willing to give himself up to rescue them from the bondage of sin and to make the way possible for them and for all of us to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said, there was no greater love than for one to lay down his life for his friend. Jesus chose to be our friend. He stepped forward and he left the eternal glory and became human so that he could pay the price for our sins. To be known as the Lord's disciple is not to show off our righteousness before men. It is to have the love Jesus had for us. It is to offer the assistance that will make a difference in the lives of others. It does not have to be great and expensive. It could be a cost. It could simply be a coat for someone who does not have one. It would be to offer help for the hungry, the thirsty, the friendless, the troubled and weary. Jesus told us, and when we offer such loving care to anyone, we do so to him as well. Many folks wear a badge to identify them as a fireman, policeman, or another service person. Christians wear a badge as well, and our badge is seen through the loving care offered to others, and it is a gift of love.
I know a story, I know that it's true, and if you listen, I'll tell it to you, how something changed me and made me new, talking about the love of God, a love that gave me a song to sing, that made my winters turn into spring, that gave new meaning to everything, talking about the love of God. Not long ago, my rebel heart wanted to doubt him. But now I know that I'd be nothing without him. Though I might stumble when courage is gone, still there is something that beckons me on, a mighty tower to lean upon, talking about the love of God. Not long ago, my rebel heart wanted to doubt him, but now I know that I'd be nothing without him. Though I must stumble when courage is gone, still there is something that beckons me on, a mighty tower to lean upon, talking about the love of God, talking about the love of God.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.